Hey, please listen, listen, listen. This is a warning. Don't go on this podcast. This is a fantasy crushing, myth busting podcast. This is not for you fantasy livers. This is not for you okie dokies. Please stay in your fantasy. Don't listen to this podcast. And if you do, please listen to it by yourself. Don't listen to it with your girlfriend. Don't listen to it with your boyfriend. There will be questions asked, and they're going to have to try to tell the truth or tell a lie. And it's going to lead into y'all being broken up today. All right? Please. Okay? This is about growth. This is about learning. You don't want to come in this podcast. You don't want to progress. Stay where you're at. Stay in the fantasy. Take the blue pill. Don't come in here and take the red pill. Okay? Because when you're on the red pill, you no longer want the blue pill. Stay in fantasy. They stripping me off my confidence. I don't know why I'm incompetent. I know I'm not what you want, and I just been burning my burdens, 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 burning my burdens.
Hey, hey, what's going on?
Hey, is my voice sounding crisp?
Yeah, it's pretty crisp, pretty crisp. What's cracking? We are Orphans Creed, Revenge of the Orphans podcast. I'm your host, El Source, and my co-host,
Mills.
What's cracking, man? So we in a new year, so-called, right?
Yeah, new problems, brother.
Yeah, if you are just now starting your new year, then your ass wasn't doing what you need to do before the day of the new year. It's nothing new if you're already on your mission, you know? So don't fall for the gimmicks.
Yeah, start with the bullshit.
Right, right. People love to, you know, come up with the, oh, this year I'm going to do it. It's like, no, listen, if you haven't even started, you're not going to do it until you start it. So today's topic is a bit of a random topic. I mean, we don't have a specific topic this week. We wanted to kind of open up and let it fly and kind of see where it lands. So we were talking about the Golem effect. The Golem effect is a very interesting effect because it's the reverse of the Pygmalion effect. The Golem effect is, which is when you have lower expectations placed upon an individual, what they basically end up doing is they end up fulfilling those expectations. And it's the same with the Pygmalion effect, except the reverse. When you have high expectations of them, they end up performing. But the problem with that is it could be either negative or positive. So with the Golem effect, it's negative, and they'll actually be exactly that. Now, the problem with that, I feel, is that it's a weakness that makes someone, if you have low expectations of someone and they actually perform that way, that's a really mental weakness, because it's like, shouldn't they feel, hey, I'm going to show you different. That's not who I am. You know what I mean? So that's my problem with that. I know that it's a real true phenomenon, but to me, it's a temporary thing. So it's like the Pygmalion effect is when you have a positive outlook on someone and then they perform positively or agreeably, but that's temporary, because if that's not really who they are, what will end up happening is they'll end up going back to their default. So you'll think that someone's being phony, when in fact they were just being themselves. But psychologically, people like to perform. When you meet most people, they're very phony. And they don't even realize that they're really good and masterful at phoniness. We all can be phony, but and when it comes to personal relationships, I strive to not be so phony. Unfortunately, that isn't the popular thing to do, but I find that it makes it so that you don't waste any time. You know, when you're dealing with others, you know, like if I got to know you, I wasn't phony with you. I was straight up. I was just being myself. Of course, guys can do that a lot easier than men and women. But the point is, when you be phony, eventually you're going to be had, and the person's going to see you for what you are anyway. So I say, if you're a piece of shit, just be a piece of shit. If you're cool as fuck, be cool as fuck. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you're fucking, yeah, be yourself. Be yourself. You know what I mean? If you're a fucking liar, be a liar. There's jobs where you can lie all day.
Politicians.
Yeah, politicians, fucking doctors. What else? What else? Who else? Lying motherfuckers. Medical. All medical people are fucking liars. go on the computer and look and shit and give you the fucking, it's not even them thinking, it's just, you know, but and so on. Clergy people lie, teachers lie. These are all liar jobs. You know, you can lie for a living. Yeah, the firemen lie. You're in a fucking big ass tower apartment with 100 people on each floor and shit. It's like 12 towers. Oh yeah, you all will get out in this fire route, and then the truth is, half of you motherfuckers gonna die if the fire is below. Everyone's not gonna get out. People get trampled on. People, you know what I'm saying? It's like they lie to hold the fantasy to make people feel better. And it's amazing how much people go out of the way to do that. In the name of feeling better, to make you feel better, it's amazing how much people go out of their way to do that. You can't believe shit no one says. You're smart. If you're smart, I don't care who they are. They could say one thing, but they have to show it.
Question everything, people.
Question everything. I don't care who they claim to be, your best fucking friend, the fucking tooth fairy, your fucking savior, whoever the fuck you said they are, you must question them and then watch their actions. The actions must meet up with the words. Big talk and low performance, we talked about this in the previous episode, is on the rise. Okay, people talk good ass game. Yeah, I'm a yup. And then when it's time, you know, they don't show up, you know, and it's like, I'd rather a person say, hey, look, I'm a fucking coward. I get scared. I do this, that. At least I go, okay, let's not put you over here. We better leave you over here, you know, because we don't want to put you in a position where you're going to show what you told me you were. Mm-hmm. Easier said than done. So what's going on?
Not much, man. I was just thinking about the golem effect. I'm like, I feel like I'm constantly a victim of the golem effect, bro.
Oh, shit.
Because if I think about it, right, it's like when I'm in a leadership position or a role, and for some reason, let's say you talk to a type of individual you're leading who is, let's say, whose actions don't necessarily benefit the group, right? I always have a low expectation for them, and so I expect them to perform poorly, and usually that is the case. And I'm just like, damn, I kind of do that. I feel bad because, like, I kind of feel bad, but I don't feel bad because, in a way, it kind of predicts where the allocation of, how would I say, the allocation of work, how it's going to be distributed against the, with the group. You know what I'm saying? So absolutely. It's just, I find that fascinating. And you said it was mainly a negative. More so negative than positive.
Yeah, it's the golem effect is definitely negative. I mean, the minute you place that mindset on yourself, now I don't control another person, right? But what ends up happening is that most people are followers, whether they like it or not. Whether, you know, most people are followers, and most people are weak as hell to suggestions and through pressure. And if you have a negative outlook on someone, the minute I had a negative outlook on a certain person that I remember of recent, that person started to fulfill what I was thinking. Like, now I always give people, everyone's a piece of shit until proven innocent in my book. Okay. Make no mistake about it. Right. If I give everyone a piece of shit pass, right. That means that they can fucking be a piece of shit and I won't fucking hold it against them and fucking wring their neck. I'll let them go about their day, right? That's how I keep myself from being disappointed. But you know what I can't stand, brother? I can't stand the fact that I'm always right. Yo, one thing I'm always right about is people. Knowing people, I noticed that I'm really good at forecasting people. I fight against it, right? I fight against it. And Lord knows I try to fight against it, but the problem is, I'm always right every single time. Either I'm right, and listen, when I most people, if I go, yo, this person is thorough, from jump, I'm right. If I go, this person is cool, but I'm right. If I go, this motherfucker's a piece of shit, I'm right. Now, what happens is, I'm so fucking cool, right? I give people the benefit of the doubt because I'm not worried about them. They don't bother me, but I just know, like, all right, I'm not going to deal with them on a certain level. But then I end up like finding things out about them, and they'd be okay. And then in the back of my mind, I kind of remember what I naturally thought about them, but I've forgotten it a little bit. You know how you just kind of go, ah, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see you.
And then guess what? You're right. You will fucking see. What I thought is what exactly it was. Now, I could have came out and said, hey, look, I know you're a piece of shit, but they'll always disagree. You see? They'll always disagree. It'll be what it's supposed to be. Ultimately, what I think about someone, this is a natural gift. This isn't something you can learn. I've been able to learn how to forecast people in life and myself too. And being a great forecaster of people is a gift and a curse. It's a curse with knowledge. The problem with having knowledge is that you're cursed with it. It's a good thing. It's a great thing, but it has a down. I have to play. It's like this. I have to, when I'm amongst certain people that I was able to forecast already, I have to play as if I don't know while I'm dealing with them. So imagine, it's like, you know what I mean? It's like knowing someone's about to die and you're like, hey, yeah, let's go eat some eggs. And you know what I'm saying? You're like, you're just going on with the flow because you know this person can't handle the truth. So you're just waiting for them to fulfill what they're going to be anyway. And that's the rough part about being a great forecaster or a reader of people. You know, you're constantly going to be made let down, and you're constantly going to be right about the things that you want to be wrong about. And so that golem effect is a bitch.
It is.
It's a constant effect, not the Pygmalion effect. The Pygmalion effect is great, but man, the golem effect is like, okay, this is going to happen. I'm like, I basically look at someone and I go, this could happen, this could happen, and this could happen. What is most likely going to happen? It usually comes down to one particular place and maybe the other one. But it's definitely not going to be the one thing that I know it's not going to be. And you know what? I'm right. It ends up, they self-fulfill their bullshit. And it's sad, man. With me, though, here's the weird part about myself. I'll deal with someone and they'll be mad at me for not being predictable. So they'll be mad at me for not being predictable. Like, people want you to be predictable, like an animal, you know, hunting. You know how you can hunt animals? Because they're predictable. They go to the same water hole. They walk through the same path, right? The same fucking path. Just wait for them, right? Set them up, have the trap set up. Well, that's how most people are. But they get mad at me for being unpredictable. You see? And that's the bitch. That's the bitch between, that's the life's a bitch part. If you're unpredictable, you're not human in your way that you process life. People have their expectations of you, but you're not going to do what they think you're going to do. So they're mad because you're not that way. That's the drawback on the other side. It's like, so it's, you can't win, you can't lose. You know what I mean? The knowledge is meant for you to set up what you need to do for the next move and plan accordingly to what you already know about that said individual or situation.
Interesting. I completely agree about the forecasting and the fact that intelligence is a blessing and a curse. I've meant actually at my old job at TSA. I can hear the TSA jokes right now.
Yeah.
This girl, she was very probably the most intelligent people I've ever met.
Really?
And she, about, I think at that time I was like 20, 21, and she was like 23, 24.
Uh-huh.
She just read people like a book.
Yeah.
And then when you get into an argument with her, like she kind of forms words in a way that you can't argue back. Now imagine going to like different people with the same type of technique of just understanding I mean, understand the person and probably what they would say, that predictability that you were talking about. And just be 100, like you're right 100% of the time.
Right?
And one day I actually trumped her because I was like, oh, I was like, this girl is kind of fun. You know, I want to mess with her a little bit. So there's one day, right? She came in and she was telling me that I needed to do, I said, you should do this procedure. And I'm like, I don't care.
Right.
I don't care about the procedure.
Right.
And then she was like, she didn't even know how to respond to that.
Yeah, because you switched like, you switched the game up. You was like, yo.
The game up for her.
Yeah.
I got news, brother. But like again, and then it's like after that situation, she just kept coming for more and more and more. And I found that fascinating. It's like if I vary off people's expectations, react to you from what they expected from you, it's also a kind of an issue in a way itself too, right?
Yeah.
Because imagine somebody as a supervisor expected you to do the bare minimum, and all of a sudden you did a
supersede,
and then you got promoted, and he's sitting there giving you funny looks. it's always like, if we read the 48 laws of power, a lot of the rules of power have opposites of each other.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, the reversals.
So the same thing with the golem and the Pygmalion effect you were talking about.
Yeah, this the Pygmalion effect. Yeah.
I just found that interesting.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Yeah, it gets sticky when you deal with. See, one thing is when it's not personal, when it's just like we're in a office space or we're in the workforce, you know. But in the real world, it gets really tricky because you have to be optimistic yet pessimistic. You can't be you're going to get your heart crashed if you are just optimistically open. And you don't see the reversal of what could happen because you're dealing with real people in real life and real weaknesses and real developmental issues and real. So what I do, right, and this is something personally I do out of learning to do this out of survival, I always mirror the behavior of the person I'm dealing with. If you treat me good, I treat you good. You treat me halfway, I treat you halfway. You treat me like shit, I treat you like more shit. I always do the mirror effect. What the Chinese call is the mirror effect. The mirror effect works every single time, which I find that when I do the mirror effect to someone, right? When I treat them the way they're fucking treating me, they can't handle it. They can't handle it.
It's kind of like the same concept of, you know, I would hate myself if I met myself type of thing.
Right. I just turn into them and I do it better than them and they get fucking freaked out. They get pissed, preferably. And I'm talking about women here. So it's a whole nother hybrid of a thing, because on one end, they're thinking like, oh, my God, he's changing. No. I simply transmutated my behavior to match your behavior. Mm. And in doing so, I'm making things even-minded or equanimity, which is even mind, centering everything. But the problem with that is they can't take that mirror effect. So this leads me to a second topic. When a man learns to feel the fickleness of love, man or woman learns to feel the fickleness of love, he or she must also bear the risk of feeling anger or hate. See, so when I say the fickleness of love, because love is very fickle, right? It's like, it's very fickle, right? It's in the eyes of the beholder, you know. People can take it whenever they want. It's very fickle. But the problem with that is when you allow yourself to play that game, you also bear the risk of feeling hate or contempt for someone. You understand? Because they have trust. You have trusted them blindly or trusted them in such a way where they could actually hurt you. It is not the person who knows what they're doing. It's the person who doesn't know what they're doing. The most dangerous person, And I repeat, the most dangerous person is the person who does not know what they're doing. The innocent girl, the innocent guy, the girl who doesn't know better, hasn't had as much experience. That person stands the highest risk to hurting you. And we must understand this as men and women alike. We must understand it's the person with the least experience, the least knowledge, who is the most fucking dangerous, because they could hurt you or hurt or do something to you directly or indirectly and really don't know what they're doing and don't understand the concept of what they did. You understand what I'm saying?
Interesting.
Because ignorance is the greatest crippler underneath fear. Ignorance is a bitch. A person could do something and topple a whole goddamn company or topple a whole situation because they just didn't know what they were doing. So I always keep my eye on the one who does not know shit.
Ignorance and greatest. And ego. Ignorance and ego.
Yeah. Those are the most dangerous. Oh, yeah. Because the more ignorant they are, the more ego they have.
Exactly, brother.
Because they're so ignorant, they don't even understand what the ego is doing to them.
They don't. And it's always amazing when I come across these people. I just sit there and I let them say what they had to say, and I just move on with my life, because I'm just like, that is insane that you think the way you think, and you think you're right about it. It's like you lived in a box your whole entire life, or you try to fit in with a certain group, and you have to, and you feel like the only way to fit in is to have those similar ideologies. I see it all the time. Actually, my one of my friends, which I won't name, he was like that all the time. He was a group hopper, man. And then one day he's a Christian, one day he's not a Christian, another day he's an atheist.
Shit.
Day he's a like those people irk me. Like it's just like, who are you? Like, who are you, bro? Like,
what they are. They are a click hopper. They are an inconsistent person. Hey, listen, when I see a person jump in and out of relationship, in and out of religion, in and out of this, in and out of that, when I see that, I automatically know that that person has a loyalty problem. Yes, you women who I dated, when I saw you click hopping 2-3 relationships, that's why I get to know these bitches and these motherfuckers. When I see a fucking person who never plays it out to the build something, this person is also an inconsistent person. That's a mental disability. They can't sit still for 20 fucking minutes. You see what I'm saying? And actually learn something about themselves, about others, and grow and see the benefits. You got motherfuckers that throw the seeds in the garden, right? They fucking get the soil, right? They get the fucking black soil. They fucking dig. They dig the fucking holes. They plant the fucking seeds, and then they don't come back to water the shit.
True, that's the thing. A lot of women don't realize they have a finite. Yeah, they don't have. They don't realize they have a finite amount of time, and they never give themselves a limit. They act like the world is theirs.
Shit, that's a fucked up life.
That is a fucked up life.
And ignorance too. Like, oh, everything's fucking fine. It's all the sky's the limit. No, the sky isn't the limit. You think it's the limit, so that is your limit.
Shoot, ignorance is bliss.
I know, it's so fucked up. And I've had people where they go, they literally don't want to hear. You know how fucked up it is when you don't want to hear facts and reality
and truth,
knowledge. Like they actually shut you down. You got to be some type of ignorant motherfucker. But that's why I don't bat an eye, a tear, or feel bad when they go through what they're going to go through. Mm-hmm. Because in the back of my mind, I go, oh, you thought the shit was a game. You thought you... everybody goes through the shit, whether it's now or later. And it's all about if you can deal with the shit and grow, or you be crushed and become nothing more than what you are at that moment, and you become lesser, a shadow of your former self, because you lack the discipline to stay still and see things through, to see the process through. That is a horrible, horrible, miserable existence. They're going to have plenty of time of disappointment because they're going to constantly think it's personal, but they don't realize it's just them dragging themselves because the inconsistency. yo, when you meet people, I want to see you dedicated to something. If you don't have nothing to dedicate, what the fuck do you know about? You ever notice that weak people always have a lot of opinions?
Oh, those are the funnest.
Oh, I think you should be easier on this situation because from what position are you speaking from? From your lack of knowledge and lack of experience position?
Exactly, man.
You ever notice that? Motherfuckers, the weakest, dumbest, ignorance motherfuckers got the most opinions about shit from no knowledge.
It kind of goes back to accountability a little bit. Because if you think about it, if nobody's holding them accountable for these ideologies or the way they think, they're going to keep doing that shit. And then they keep spreading advice that would ultimately hurt another person. So it's like a disease. It's like, yo. You know what I mean? It really is a disease, and they're spreading that shit. And it's like, you have to be smart. Like, people, you guys have to be aware. Like,
man, that's the problem with the internet age. I mean, I love it. Mm-hmm. I've seen it from the day one, but there was a time when you had to be of some shit to say some shit, because it wasn't just easy for you to get out there and put your bullshit in the world. So you had to like go through the process of pain and struggle, get your show, put money. So only people who was about that life was gonna make it happen, right? Now, any old joker, dumb motherfucker, lack of experience, lack of knowledge, can just get on here and just talk shit about nothing, spew the agenda. And that's what brings us to doing this podcast, is we're here to speak on things to dispel these agendas, to take away from all the clamor. We are also meant to trigger you. You know, we're going to give your ass PTSD. If you got PTSD, it's because you're full of shit and you need to work on yourself. Okay? Because you should, if you're on point, the shit we're talking about should resonate to you. Even if you don't even fully understand it, it should trigger the process in your DNA, you know what I'm saying, to awaken and remembering. It's nothing new under the sun. You're just relearning what we already know. But the problem is, you hear the same mumbo jumbo every day about the same old bullshit. And then when you hear things that are not the normal, if you reject it, that's a problem in yourself. Because we ain't lying. We're not sitting here just making shit up. I speak from personal experience. So does Miles. He speaks from personal experience. We both speak from our own experience, others' experience, and the research. See, so when you combine all of those, you have a pretty well-rounded knowledge of things. And then age doesn't always determine what you know, but if you're a person who has all these different things in it, yeah, it makes total sense. But I draw from all those things. I draw from other people's experiences. I draw from my own experiences, which are greatly, I have a great amount of my own personal experience. Okay, so it came at a cost. You see, so I didn't stay in the same place I grew up at. I didn't live in one area. I moved off on my own. I made sure I got involved in many different things. I still do. I'm always in different environments, not just the city, not just the country, not just the suburbs. Whereas you have people, they'll just be one single, you understand what I'm saying? And, you know, all their life, someone was holding their fucking hand. And unfortunately, they don't understand that they have a very small concept of what's going on. If you haven't been in the fucking dark hole long enough, you don't know shit about the dark hole. What you think is hard is nothing compared to somebody who's been in the dark hole for 22 years. You see what I'm saying? They can tell you everything about the dark hole. Okay, and they paid the price to tell you about that. So I get tired of hearing shit from people who, when you check their background, you're like, what? How are you fucking qualified? Like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? And we must just start doing our research on people. I like people who've been through shit and most shit, and then they come through the shit and they got better shit to talk about. You know, I was telling some artists, I was like, yo, listen. They was like, man, I want to be a better artist. You know, I said, well, you're going to have to go through some shit then. And I'm not saying go fucking do drugs and fucking go get locked up. What I'm saying is, you got to live life and make mistakes and go through pain and torture. When I said this to them, I said, the reason why you're so weak is because you don't have enough hate. And they looked at me. Okay? They looked at me, which was funny. I was like, how are you an artist and you don't understand what I'm saying? When you don't know what you hate, you don't know who you are. If you don't know who you are, what the fuck do you have to talk about? You should have powerful feelings about things that you disdain. You have a disdain towards. The only way you're going to know that is by knowing. It's like eating. When you eat food, how do you know what you don't like and you do like unless you eat different foods? How do you know if you're allergic to something? You might go your whole 40 years of life without never eating something you're allergic to, and boom, one day eat something. Finally, you got the balls to try something different. And you go, oh, shit, I'm allergic to calamari. Or, you know, so in life, the more you know about what you hate, the higher your inner knowledge of yourself becomes and the more you have to express. But if you're walking around fucking, what a beautiful day and all that stupid shit, and you don't know what the fuck's going on, you know? When you waste that fucking food, you're not thinking about the motherfucker that's eating out the trash can because you just don't see it. You're aware of it, but you don't expose yourself to this information and to how and why. And so I just look at life as what it's supposed to be, you know? Unfortunately, we got a bunch of people teaching that ain't teachers, and we got a bunch of people preaching that ain't really preachers, and we got a bunch of people doing a lot of shit just to do it as a job, but they're not really qualified. What makes them qualified is the little piece of paper, but as a person, they're not qualified. You see?
So I have a little thing, Ray Long. It's like the people with the most wisdom I have met has always been somebody who was, or who have the most regret, are the people I always find in the street. You know, it's always some old black guy I talk to. They spent so much knowledge to me, man. Like I, more than a teacher, more than somebody who makes six figures and a CEO of some company. They have a different outlook of life. And I find it incredible. Like again, it goes back to being in a dark hole. Like they had so much time to reflect on things that they wish they changed in their life. Mm. And listening out here, spreading the word and saying, hey, you got a finite amount of time. Do this while you're young, while you're at it, because things will get different as the older you get.
Correct. You get set in your ways. You get, Lord knows, our women. I try to tell them, I tell them, when you're 30, you an old bitch. You better learn.
Better fact.
It's the real facts. It's like you become harder to deal with. It's hard to teach you. It's hard to do a bunch of shit with you. And guys, we have to like make the changes before we get to a middle age. You know, 60 years old, we gotta already be on the process of doing certain things so that we're of a great value to ourselves and to others as we get elder in years. You know, but unfortunately for women, the way nature is, when they're in their 30s, when they're in their 20s, they gotta get it together. They can't just start getting it together in their 30s. They want to believe that. What they don't realize is they're 20 years behind. Because they got the benefit of being more mature early. You see?
Mm.
They started, what, 13? 13. 10, whatever. And so they had all this time up to the 30s to get it together. And then what you happen is you find someone, oh, I'm going to get it together. I'm 35. They're going to take another 20 years. Who the fuck? You see what I'm saying? They're fucking 50, 60 years old. Like, come on.
No. You know what I also blame? I mean, I'm not going to say, well, I'm going to speak statistics here.
Right.
In terms of education, women pretty much dominate that area. So right. I feel like this and feminism has kind of, not kind of, actually has reached the education atmosphere. So yes. I think in terms of those two things, I think that's really why the rate of single parents are up. Plus, the reason why a lot of these women out here are very delusional as well. Just because
education.
It's because women are talking. Women, and like I said before, have you ever sat down in a group of women and they would literally lie to each other all the time? Girl, you could do this. Girl, you could do that. Girl, you could do this. You can get this man, blah, blah, blah. I feel like that's exactly what's going on in the education system. I'm not trying to down women, but what I yeah. see out there in my experience, plus statistically, is like the information that is so harmful. Now, men got we got our shit. We got problems too, because we have weaker men.
Niggas just following along with the gimmicks and bullshit with these broads and not being disciplined and following the red dress and shit instead of fucking denying the red dress, focusing on the fucking goals, not because intelligence has nothing to do with education. A monkey can be educated. A fucking monkey can be educated. So what it is education is an edited version of what someone else's thoughts are. Mm-hmm. You don't to get an education, you don't need to think. You can get a degree. It's a degree in quotology. You get the education. This is why it's sad, because it doesn't require any thinking. So these people are all educated because it doesn't require thinking. And all it requires is read this, remember it, and regurgitate it back. Mm. You got a fucking A, right? Unless you're getting in STEM. See, most chicks, they get these degrees in fucking humanitarianism, some bullshit. You know, those bullshit degrees. The fucking true degrees is in STEM. Technology, science, sorts, right? So the shit that when the planet, if they decide to send the herd, they're only going to keep the fucking STEM people, the degrees of science people. Thanks. We don't need humanitarian arts and liberal science. Also, I mean, liberal bullshit, all that bullshit. And it's sad because it's a lot of bullshit degrees.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't realize college is a game. It's a 4-year game. I tell people all the time.
Get a sucker every time.
Exactly. I tell people all the time. It's like, if you get a degree, make sure it's profitable. Huh. I tell them all the time, but women are likely to go for jobs with less money. That has
been because it requires less hard. That's because it's less hard work. The torture that required to learn these higher things is great, and unfortunately, when they have a problem, they don't realize that there's a time when you need to have partnership. And you need the opposite sex. And if you're growing up with this feminist mentality, it's going to be very difficult for you to pair a bond with a guy who can then help guide you into this world that you should be trying to go into, because you're too busy trying to do the shit by yourself. And trying to ice skate up a hill is a hilarious feat to watch someone do. Also, if you just sit back and watch people figuratively and non-figuratively trying to ice skate up a fucking hill, you're like, they're really going to try to do it. They're really going to try to build a house all by themselves from scratch.
Shit. Do you know what's crazy too? I was on YouTube and I seen a little clip, right, of a woman saying, "We don't need men." And I'd be like, "Bitch, I laugh so hard. I'd be like, "You took out all the men. You see how fast this infrastructure will fall
immediately."
Immediately.
That has happened before when we all went to fucking war back in the fucking World War II, and the women had to step up. The first great wave of feminism, which was really cool, they stepped up. They had to, but it was a bitch. It was such a bitch that they infiltrated using the welfare system, which originally was for Caucasians before black people could get involved in it, and because it was that bad. They actually use that as a way to swindling women to give up their rights. And their rights was their rights and familyhood, and then trick them into being what is now the welfare state, which consists of making broken homes. So they didn't even understand the gimmick that was going on. They used their weakness they didn't want to keep playing the man's role while the men were off at war. You see what I'm saying? So they came up with programs and shit to trick them into more slavery.
Shoot, but that also
fall for it now, boy. It's automatic. Yeah, let's go to slavery. You motherfuckers better understand, boy. If that woman ain't intelligent, not educated, oh Lord, I told you a fucking monkey can be educated. You hear that, folks? A monkey can be educated. Okay. It ain't that hard. Just relate to the way the monkey thinks, and it'll learn the fucking stupid information that you can't use universally, right? Mm. But intelligence, you have to be born intelligent. Intelligence sees the game for what the game really is. What are they really after?
True.
When you see these fucking free phones, they're after your information. They don't give a fuck about you having a phone.
True.
Oh, free phone here. Sign up for the program. It's all game.
True.
It's all trying to line you up.
That's why I find it so funny when people say, oh, don't put anything on my phone. I don't want nobody to track it. And I'll be like, are you dumb? You brought a phone that literally tracks you. You don't know.
Don't even know how the technology works.
It's too late.
Right. Yeah, like when I want to do some real shit, the phone ain't coming with me. No technology is coming with me.
True.
That shit got to stay. All that shit. If I really want to go do some shit, or if I really don't want to be tracked, I'm going to completely leave the digital watch, the fucking iPad, the phone, any form of computer. The fucking car is a fucking tracker device. New shits are.
Oh, yeah, true.
My shit got all types of bullshit in it. I was like, oh, this fucking shit. They can shut the bitch off. It fucking starts up. Fucking one button bullshit. I don't like that shit. It looks cool to fucking a kid motherfucker. But to me, it's bullshit. It's taking my power away from me. You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
It's fucking, it's like, what is this shit? And so, you know, life is all about choices. And I think that that's why I don't like to be amongst humans too long, because again, human is a mentality. It's a behavior. I can't stand humans. I was at for the first of the year, I was out making money with my one business doing courier services. Right. And I didn't realize it was the first of the year. Like coming up, like that night, I was too busy out there handling my business. Finally, I realized it. I said, oh shit. Hooked up with some chick. She wanted to hang out. Cool. We ate. Cool. You know, drank. Great. Right.
Mm.
And then I'm sitting amongst people, and I was just getting sick of being around humans and their bullshit. It was irking me, man. I was just sitting there. I was having a good time, but you can still see the environment. I'm very aware of the environment around me. You know what I mean? And I just found it very, very funny. And I just quickly couldn't wait to get back to my own domain and get back to center, because everything was meant to take you away from what you're really doing. You see? And I find that to be very annoying. Everything is set up to pull you away, you know? And I don't want to be pulled away from what I'm doing. You know, first of the year don't mean shit to me, because I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing anyway. People got to come out. Oh, this year, it's a new year, new hope, new prosperities. What life is going to give? Life is going to give you what the fuck it's supposed to give you. The karma that you didn't earn and the karma that you did earn. That's what life's going to give you. You're going to go out there and think shit just magically going to happen. You're going to be magically fucking upset and disappointed. Y'all motherfuckers go out there with their fucking high hopes. You better had already put in the work, the blood, sweat, and tears. You get what you put out in this world. If you did fucked up shit, you're going to have to pay for fucked up shit. If you did good shit, good work, and building and doing what you're supposed to do, you're going to get that. You only get from the garden what you planted. What you planted in the spring is what you get in harvest and what you took care of. So if you didn't take care of what you were supposed to take care of, you're not going to fucking benefit from that. You're only going to get what you fucking deserve, people. So stop with this fucking fantasy, gay shit. And I don't mean it in a sexual way. It's a figurative language for those who are too young to know that. Let's stop with this bullshit. You're only going to get what you fucking put in. That's true. What you're going to get. You're not going to get it doesn't work that way. You don't fucking, boom, pow, microwave and it's done. No, you got to put in the work.
True.
A lot of you motherfuckers is starting over because you fucked up so bad 12 months, for the last 12 months, that you're starting completely from scratch. The fuck, you should not be starting from scratch in a new year. You should be continuing on with the work that you were already putting forth.
Continue evolving.
Yeah. And if you, and some of you got an ability to go and rekindle those things that you lost, that you didn't mess, that you messed up on, great that you were able to, you know, fix. But shit, man, a lot of you motherfuckers missed the bus. You know what I'm saying? And you got to be honest with yourself and stop bullshitting and really make the changes in your life. It starts with yourself. It starts with who you really are. Okay? You know, we got to start accepting ourselves for who we really are. You know? That's really what it comes down to. It comes down to being who you really are and stop bullshitting. You know? When I look up in my, when I look at my life for real, most motherfuckers in my life ain't shit. Only a few people outside of my household. And those are the people who I deal with. You know what I'm saying? Who I talk to or who I, you know, embrace in different ways. A lot of the motherfuckers are just auxiliary people in our life, you know? We got to get down to that fucking business with our life. Who is what? What's what? Cut off the bullshit, time-wasting motherfuckers, you know, motherfuckers who've shown you who they really are. You got to cut, cut those ropes, y'all. Don't be afraid. Cut those fucking bridges. Cut all that shit so you can get to your purpose. You know what I'm saying? A lot of motherfuckers is in your way. In your fucking way. Oh, Lord. In your way. They're bogging you down. They got the fucking this, that fucking going on. This, that, the fucking, you know, everything's going on with them, right? Nah, man, fuck that. When you was, we was all born butt naked and alone, okay? So if it comes down to it, that's what you good. But if you're grateful and you got someone and you're able to make it and work it and y'all doing things, that's great. Fucking don't let people take that away from you either. It's a bunch of haters trying to take that from people too. You know what I'm saying? Bunch of haters. Usually they're fucking family and friends, so-called friends, trying to take that shit away. You know, you really got to be one for all on some musketeer shit.
You really do.
You really do. So we're going to be back. We got some new things coming for this new year, what we've been working on. And thanks for tuning in. We got lots of new topics. We're working on guests. If you want to be a guest on the pod show, hit us up. Via email, it's in our description. Also, we will be featuring more artists' music in our music segment. So if you're an artist, you have music that you want to be featured in the segment, feel free to hit us up. If it's music that we consider quality, and
now go get some wipes and some diapers with your cake ass. Take us out, Sinestris.
Music that gives you the ability to think and have some introspectivity. We don't want no regular bullshit human music. We want some real thorough music. So please don't send us no bullshit, and we'll put it on the podcast show, and we'll also shout you out in your socials and all that goodness. All right, I'm your host, Elisaurus. My co-host?
Moose.
We'll talk to y'all soon. Peace.
Thank you.
Now go get some wipes and some diapers with your cake ass. Take us out, Sinestris. Bitch, you out of control. This fucking shit show. This overload. What the fuck we doing for? Bitch, you out of control. This shit is overload. This a fucking shit show. I woke up the other day, the best rapper in the world, sick. Now I'ma shit on you little lazy pups, crazy fucks, sipping Jack Daniels from a baby's cup, taking drugs and trying to find bitches that can take a punch. Baby, I'm not the one you wanna get next to, cause I wanna do more than your body accepts to. Man, I'm really good at rapping. Foot is tapping, yapping, trap. I'm sat with sad and planning atoms, banging tracks. Me and Bandit Black slapping average rappers, gassing, grab a pack of matches. That's the end of you, pimp. You say that you don't like us, what the hell you gonna do, pimp?
say some shit to piss me off and end up with a loose lip. Goodbye out the Milky Way. She said we ain't been the same. We ain't been the same. Same old, same old. Monster Florence, motherfucker.
Same old, same old, old.
Same monster, same fuck. Not the same old.
Pimp, pimp, put seven holes and never listen. A rapist with no victims. Teetotal baptized baby in hell's kitchen with a bottle of gin. Like an atheist, that's Christian. An AK with no clipping. A blade with no tip, tip. Tiny with no tip. It's gonna be one long year, long year.
What if you ain't wrong there? Ever since you monster fucking Florence come up on air, the whole scene's lost their head and think it's fucking rocking.
This song here, it's the fucking best in the world. No reading the song here, it's the second best in the world. I'm feeling horny. Tried to have sex with a girl, but she went on it. She let me down gently as well.
Took a bite out the Milky Way. She said we ain't been the same. We ain't been the same. Same old, same old. Monster Florence, motherfucker.
Same old, same old, old.
Same monster, same fuck. Not the same old. Took a bite out the Milky Way. She said we ain't been the same. We ain't been the same. Same old, same old. Monster Florence, motherfucker. Same old, same old, old. Same monster, same fuck. Not the same old.
I'm a demonic, polyphonic, sonic boom to your face. Vomit, comet, bombing towards the base, intrusion of the game. I'm bigger, slimmer than Doobie, truly unusual of frames. Take narcotics and bar and it cause movement in your brain. Wait! Bro, continue. Get mind fucked until I bust and my sound is drowning within you. I made you all pause just to show I had the power. From now on you call me king and you bow whenever I'm round you. I'm working 24-7 punchline about Jack Bauer's in there somewhere. I can't find it, fuck it, how? But we change the subject. Munching pills and moshing out to dubstep. You don't approve of this? Well, I could really give a fuck less. You think your precious daughter's tucked in bed? Then please, you're nuts then. She's gurning in my bedroom as we're speaking, getting undressed. Yeah.
I'm so fucked up right now. I mean, this guy gave me some fucking pills and drink and just led me to his bedroom and got some fucking condoms.
Shut up, bitch. Fuck you, bitch.
Stop.
I love you, bitch.
Stop.
Is that a breath?
No.
I wanna touch you, bitch.
Oh. Oh. Oh, wow.
I won't deny the feelings, but with man it's all about freedom. Yeah, at first I thought it was teasing, and now my heart's beating. Truthfully, when I first run up in your set light, and I open a set light, I didn't know what it'd get like. I swear this girl's really trying to test guys. See, I love that you read what I want in a way, and I love that you care about me. But everybody gotta have something to say. I'm young and set in my ways. See, when I first met your girl, I didn't know, I ain't gonna lie, I was just out to hit home. I ain't never been a man for the stress. If I'm in love, then I'm
see,
involved.
See, I don't wanna fall in love. I see these couples burning up, and I ain't on that hurt you stuff. And fine, girl, that can't be us. Nah.
You see the thing about man them, there's a few things that we think. More time it's all about fun, we try to not bond the girls that we link. Yeah, I know it sounds crazy, but you know I won't lie to you. Cause I will put bread and provide for you, ride for you like you like me too. But I'm not sure, 18 with a life to live, there's like a million girls that like to ping. And before I go die and ting, I wanna know how Napa is. So what is it? How you gonna cope when I'm out on the roads? How you gonna cope when you're lonely at home? I could be there with you, girl, but I feel that's what I'm
see, I don't wanna fall in love. I see these couples burning up, and I ain't on that hurt you stuff. And fine, girl, that can't be us. No.
Thanks for locking in with us. Don't forget to subscribe, okay? Don't forget to subscribe, share, and like. Hit that bell icon. Go to www.anchor.fm/ROTO. Again, anchor.fm/ROTO. Subscribe, tell a friend, share. That's the only way we're going to grow. Tune back in Friday, every Friday, and we're going to talk to you later.